This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
And that would be Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, and Paul, guess what? It's a special day today because Andy Hart joins us again after a week off.
Hope you've blocked off an extra 15 minutes today, because Andy will be joining us for the podcast.
Coming off of a day off in which it was his birthday, happy birthday, old man.
I'm a young man.
How young are you now?
Very.
He's only 9 years younger than me now.
But I look at least 30 years younger than
Three.
Me.
Well, it's also a special day because it's a...
You guys want to combine your hair and see if it matches up with mine?
You could probably throw mine in, too, and it still wouldn't add up.
Yeah, all the three of you don't have enough hair
to cover my big head.
All right, well, on this roster report, we're going to continue our forward look at the roster based on draft picks and those positions and how they might be affected via free agency, if and when that time ever comes in this bizarre 2011 offseason and upcoming season. Today we're going to look at the quarterback position because next on the list was Ryan Mallett, drafted in the end of the third round by the Patriots. Joining on the roster, just really two other quarterbacks, Tom Brady and his backup, Brian Hoyer.
What about straight out of Crompton?
Straight out of Crompton, still on the roster.
Well, him. That's right. He did sign a futures contract this offseason.
That's correct.
So we have four quarterbacks in the mix now for the Patriots whenever we get started again in the season. Is that going to be it? Guys, do you think there's going to be any maybe a veteran roster move to bring in a player to help compete for
if
one of
If another guy
backups
comes in, then Crompton would go out because I don't think Bill would bring five quarterbacks to camp.
Yeah, those are the four that – or three plus one Crompton-like quarterback would compete in camp and share the throws.
And if they had a regular off season where you're doing OTAs and all that stuff, there's a reasonable chance that they wouldn't all four have made it. Because that's not something Bill always does,
right.
Bringing a lot of extra quarterbacks to camp.
Especially with two of them in Hoyer and Mallett being young. They need reps to develop in OTAs, passing camps, and then training
camps. And let's face it, they're virtual locks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, barring injury or some unforeseen circumstances, they're both locks to make it.
And the only question I would think would be, is there any chance Mallett could unseat Hoyer? Which I think is probably doubtful because clearly they like Brian Hoyer. And I think he has a pretty good hold on that number two job. And while he clearly can't compete with Mallett physically in terms of arm strength and size and all that, they like him. They like his leadership and his understanding of the offense and all that. So I would think Mallett would really have to do something to earn the number two job.
I think that's going to be the interesting aspect of this competition, though, whenever training camp gets started, is how well Mallett's physical tools can match up against Hoyer's knowledge and experience in the system.
And given the fact that he's not getting the playbook on April 30th, he's getting it potentially, who knows when, August 10th or July 25th.
That's
or
a
whatever.
Good point. How those physical tools match up with this offense.
Right. Everybody raves about him. You know, I talked to his offensive coordinator at Arkansas, and I asked him, I said, you know, everybody talks about his big arm and he can throw the ball deep and 87 yards and 65 miles an hour and all that. What about quick slants, you know, bubble screens to Wes Welker and that? And he said they did a fair amount of that there, and he actually thinks it's one of the strengths of his game because he reads plays really well. He has a quick release, according to them, on those plays and throws a fastball that gets there quickly. And he called those advantage plays. You run them because you feel like you're getting a numbers advantage. You're swaying it to try to get a guy out in space and make a play. He gets the ball there quickly enough and in a position where the receiver can catch it and take advantage of that situation. So he thinks that's going to be actually a good thing for him.
Yeah, it's a big thing for the Patriots, obviously.
Yeah.
And we should mention Mallett, that what's been going on in the Midwest with these massive storms and tornadoes. Ryan Mallett, I guess, was home or, you know, back in his home
Texarkana?
Area. Texarkana. And was
Arkansas side, not the Texas side.
It's unclear at this point, though, exactly where he was when this happened. But he was going back to help, I guess, with cleanup efforts or at least to see what was happening back there. And I guess actually got caught in one of these storms or on the outskirts of it and was tweeting photos and giving updates to all of his followers the other day. So a little bit of a scare for him this week, but it seems like he's gotten through that and, you know, we wish the best for him and for all those people who've been affected by that. Just a quick look at the at who is out there free agent wise. Some of the names we've heard before.
Peyton Manning.
Well, technically, yes, but I just really don't see it happening with the Patriots, Andy. I know that sounds crazy.
Biggest free agent signing in the history of the NFL?
Yeah, might be.
Be up there.
Yeah.
Monty Beisel.
All right. Mark Bulger is a name that was sort of tied in with this team a year or so ago. I think he's probably going to go somewhere where he's probably going to at least be given a starting position at this point in his career. That's just me speculating. But some other names that are out there. Not a whole lot that you probably would say, oh, this is definitely a fit for this offense, but names that you might recognize, Brian St. Pierre, Todd Collins, Seneca Wallace, Drew Stanton, Matt Leinart, just some names out there that you might recognize. Chad Pennington is on there, but
dead.
With his age and with his number of surgeries, I don't see it happening for him. Your guy, Tavares Jackson, still on the list. Patrick Ramsey, another name that sort of was tied to this team about a year or so ago when they were sort of contemplating whether or not to add another quarterback. Charlie Fry, Kyle Bowler, Bruce Gradkowski. You know, some interesting names out there, but
suddenly Andy had a twinkle in his eye.
Yeah, you do have a thing for Gradkowski, don't you?
I think he's a poor man's Tom Brady. You know, very poor.
Very poor.
You know. Homeless man.
Poverty.
Maybe.
Third world nation, maybe. Needs a laptop. One child, one laptop, Gradkowski. But I've always liked him. I always thought, in terms of like a backup quarterback, he's not a terrible guy to have on the bench. But I don't think they're going to add anybody. I think they're set at the position. It's just the pecking order. I think the one thing is just how, first of all, people like us and fans at training camp, how wowed we are by Ryan Mallett and the physical tools and how he throws the ball and all that. And then can he get the offense under his belt enough to compete for the number two job? And then the way you also look at it, you know, they've gotten by, quote unquote, with two quarterbacks a year, but now they're talking about the roster expansion in light of the lockout that could be 48 active players on game day, 56 on the active roster, things like that.
Right.
That even adds to the, well, we're going to carry three quarterbacks. There's these extra roster spots because you're certainly not putting Mallett out. I mean, the only way he's not on the roster is if he's hurt.
Yeah,
you're not going to risk a third-round pick.
Injury or something unforeseen,
right,
as I said. Otherwise, it's going to be three guys, and I would be stunned if it's not Hoyer number two.
Right. You know, he's the highest drafted quarterback ever by Bill Belichick.
Ryan Mallett is.
Yes. Next two in line didn't work out so well.
Kevin O'Connell
and Eric Zier.
Cleveland. Oh, in Cleveland, yeah.
I believe he was also a third-round pick.
Eric Zier was
in the 80s,
Georgia.
Maybe.
Yeah, he was a good college quarterback.
Four-year starter, I believe,
had
for them.
Had some flashes in the NFL, but never really panned out. Mm.
Yeah, if they hadn't drafted Mallett, it would have been more likely that they take the free agent route to get a veteran with some experience. But I think you guys are right. The fact that they did draft him that high just leads you to think that there's going to be that three-way competition. Maybe fourth, you throw in Crompton in there just because he has some experience.
He's going to be a cover boy. I predict that. Cover boy for Patriots Football Weekly in the preseason. And I think we go with...
Straight out of Crompton?
No. Ryan Mallett. After he completes a bomb to somebody late in a game, we go with Air Apparent, A-I-R, instead of the H-E-I-R.
Jeez, I've never heard that one for a quarterback before.
No, but he's also the Air Apparent.
I get it.
Screw you! Wrap this up.
We also used that as a feature headline a couple years ago for Josh McDaniels.
I think we go with too good, T-W-O. Get it?
I think we go with F-U.
I think we go with this podcast is over. Next week, when we come back
please
to join you guys,
end the lockout.
We're going to talk about the tight end position because, as you know, Marcus Cannon was drafted next, but we already talked about the O-line position with Nate Solder. So Lee Smith, tight end. We're going to talk about the tight end position. A quick thank you for your service to all of our men and women who are serving overseas on this Memorial Day weekend. And for all of you who aren't, enjoy the long holiday weekend. We'll see you next week.
This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.